This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more of the legislation making its way through the upper chamber this session.
The Senate shall stand adjourned.
This was a sound not heard in the Missouri Senate chamber this week, as all business was canceled due to the weather. As lawmakers prepare to return to the Capitol next week, one of the issues awaiting their attention is one that saw time during last year's regular legislative session. Also, when you add the effects of shutdowns following the COVID-19 pandemic, helping small business owners becomes a larger focus. During the most recent Missouri Senate Local Government and Elections Committee hearing, Chair Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo presented Senate Bill 287, legislation that would make changes to Missouri's use tax laws.
This bill has a threshold of $100,000 or more in sales before the sales tax would kick in.
During the most recent Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee hearing, three additional measures relating to small business were heard. These include Senate Bill 97, which is sponsored by Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg.
My main goal is to make sure that our brick-and-mortar businesses get to compete on the same level playing field as their online counterparts, which currently do not have to charge sales tax.
The panel also heard Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City present Senate Bill 248.
Again, it raises the question of what do we do with the additional revenue, and I respectfully submit that a state-earned income tax credit would be a wise decision.
Plus, committee chair, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, presented Senate Bill 153.
The fund that the governor had requested, where we put that money in for disaster relief, and then once that fills up that bucket, then it goes to general revenue.
Committee action has not yet been taken on any of these proposals. In the meantime, Senate Bill 51 awaits final Missouri Senate approval. This legislation would establish provisions relating to civil actions arising from the COVID-19 pandemic.
And one of the main concerns I have with the bill is that we're not given a blanket immunity that will cover bad actors who were intentional about denying or doing the proper things that were called for by the scientists, by local government.
That's Senator Carla May of St. Louis. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis adds, Missouri senators worked to remove certain parts of the original bill.
Some of the things were definitely beyond the pale. I mean, there was a certain section that would allow the Attorney General unilaterally just to go after folks who filed what he thinks may be a meritless lawsuit, you know, and they could then be fined up to $50,000. And the last thing you want to do is shut the courtroom doors to someone who might have actually been wronged.
A second yes vote would send Senate Bill 51 to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.